a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Santa Ana winds quieted down somewhat in Los Angeles over the weekend, allowing people to get back in and see what's left of their homes. Those winds, however, are expected to pick up again today. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on the fires.
Taking advantage of a brief lull in the wind, firefighters on the ground putting out hot spots to prevent flames from reigniting. The National Guard spraying flame retardant from the air and helicopters making water drops. The dangerous conditions have put more than 8 million under critical fire risk. The toll of what has already happened in Los Angeles County is unimaginable. At least 24 people are believed to be dead, more than 12,000 structures believed damaged or destroyed, more than 60 square miles burned, more than 100,000 under evacuation orders.
Senate confirmation hearings begin this week for President-elect Donald Trump's nominees to serve in his cabinet. U.S. and Arab mediators making progress toward brokering a ceasefire in Gaza. So far, though, no deal reached. This is ABC News. The man tapped to be the next national security advisor under the president-elect says preparations are underway for Trump to meet with Vladimir Putin and talk about the war in Ukraine. Congressman Mike Waltz speaking to ABC News.
From President Trump's perspective, you can't enter a deal if you don't have some type of relationship and dialogue with the other side. And we will absolutely establish that in the coming months.
New warnings for everyone from poultry farmers to folks with a couple of chickens in the backyard. Be careful about bird flu. Epidemiologist Thomas Dzinski at Indiana University.
The symptoms generally are very much like influenza. So you'd have a cough and runny nose and watery eyes, some chest congestion.
Another possible symptom, pink eye. Respiratory illnesses like flu and COVID now at high levels in 35 states. Doctors say they usually spike after the holiday gatherings, but lower vaccination rates are also playing a big role this year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers fell behind early and lost to the Eagles 22-10 to bring Green Bay's season to an end. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You can't start the way we did and to fumble the opening kick and then turn it into a touchdown and be set down 7-0 from the jump. You know, it was obviously too much to overcome. But I appreciate the heck out of our guys in that locker room. Those guys show up every day with a great attitude, great energy, and compete. And I thought our guys competed to the final whistle.
Quarterback Jordan Love threw three interceptions in the game and was asked what happened to the Packers offense in losses to Minnesota, Chicago, and now Philadelphia.
I'm not sure. You know, it's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there and just wasn't good enough.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks 140-106. New York's Jalen Brunson with 41 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Audrey Hepburn is considered one of the greatest movie stars of all time. Ariana Grande is just getting started with her big screen career comparatively, but there are rumors that she might play the iconic classic Hollywood Oscar winner in an upcoming biopic. Nothing has been confirmed, but it sounds like the Wicked actress is really interested in such a role, telling Access Hollywood that she has always been enamored with old Hollywood. Speaking of Grande, Wicked was just released on video on demand, and it's no surprise that one of the biggest movies of 2024 is seeing sales through the roof. The film is now available to stream in the U.S. and Canada. Wicked pulled in $26 million on its first day of digital release, according to Variety, and ended up with $70 million after its first week. The nice thing about watching Wicked at home is you will not have strangers standing up and singing along. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is cold out there this morning with a wind chill in the teens below zero, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero all day today. A little breezy, sunshine 10 today. Tonight, breezy with a low of zero. The wind chill in the teens below again tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will look back on the weekend news happenings and also review the Packers game and what lies ahead, if anything. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
It's winter.
Good morning.
It's winter.
Welcome
and it's cold.
To the first day of winter.
Right.
It will be like this until pitchers and catchers report to Arizona. Did I call it?
You did.
Did I call it?
You did. You said that's going to be after we're out of the playoffs, it's going to get cold.
Yes.
And
you're going to feel it.
And we did this morning, 13. But still, it's just even last night, right? It's just like, watched the Tampa game.
I watched every game.
I couldn't watch football after that. Like,
I know.
I'm done.
If it had been a normal game, I'm just a big Baker Mayfield fan.
Oh, yeah, you like him. That's right.
I felt bad. He fumbled near the end of the last game. I wasn't into it, but it was just, you know, football's almost over, and it's like, oh, might as well. I mean, I was half asleep most of the time, but
did you get into the Packer game? Like, were you, like, I had a hard time. I got to be honest with you. I just never felt like we were going to win.
Well, after that first play. I mean, let's be, when's the last time you ever seen a Packer game start worse?
Yeah.
Ever. Well, how many Packer games have we all seen? When's the last time you've seen one start worse?
And didn't LaFleur say that was the worst half he's seen?
Yeah.
I think he said that at halftime. But it was. That was it was hard to get into that game. And I was telling you, I was so excited about it. I went to that York Philly place on Main Street, got Philadelphia.
Which is a good place.
I love it.
They got wonderful breakfast.
Yeah.
Egg, meat, real spicy. I can never pronounce that word. It's a Mexican sausage. Chorizo? Todd, what's the name of that?
No.
It's kind of spicy. Chorizo.
Yeah, it is.
Mexican sausage.
Oh, the chorizo.
Yeah, chorizo.
Chorizo.
That stuff's awesome. Can you buy that?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right next to, usually it's by like the ring bologna and stuff like that, because it's you can buy that.
Wow, is that good?
Yeah. Anyway, I went there, like I told you, some Philly cheesesteak sandwiches just to kind of rib them a little bit. And that was the best part of the game.
Yeah. you know what? When it started like that, first of all, I was just all horked up because I thought, how was that not? And again, God bless the people in stripes. God bless them. We wouldn't have sports if it wasn't a few people going out there and do it. But the NFL, I'm serious. I think some of these guys have gotten so old, the game has passed them by. They're just not sharp anymore. They should be parking attendance. They should be doing something instead of reffing in the National Football League. They're too old, and they can't keep up with the game anymore. The NFL needs to do some kind of a project. You know where they got all this stuff about, you know, getting young people involved in coaching or whatever, but they don't do anything for refereeing in that way.
There's no age?
It seems like these guys could be
80. Some of those guys are old.
How is that not helmet to helmet? Unless I got the rules wrong. And I still think the Packers recovered that fumble. So when you start a game like that, it's pretty tough to have a good feeling from there on out.
And they did recover that. I was going to ask you about this. I would never. Why did that guy slide at the end? Like, why?
Well, couple reasons.
I mean, that...
Because that totally eliminated the Packers getting the ball back because he had the first down. And you know what? I think he's a true guy. Okay. I'm going to tell you something that would hark you off. So you think you're wondering. The over and under for him. Oh, it was the biggest bet of the entire. You know what the biggest bet in all of sports was this past weekend? The biggest bet, the most money bet all weekend on one thing. You know what it was?
No,
because that was not.
Barkley scoring a touchdown.
Really?
It was the most money bet. So all these people are like, we got. And then he slides. People went insane.
Really?
Yeah. It was the most money spent all weekend in gambling. And here he was out of the way and he slid.
Wow, because I.
Maybe he had the under.
No, if the over-under wasn't, that wouldn't have affected.
No, it wouldn't affect. No, I'm talking about him scoring a touchdown.
On him. Yeah, I got it.
But I mean, it's like. People went insane.
I just don't remember. I don't know if anybody's ever. I don't remember seeing that. And I'm like, just finish the game. And them getting the ball back, they're not going to score three times.
I agree.
I just thought that was, I don't know. Basically, he's a real gentleman or Brady's saying all this stuff. And even Brady said he wouldn't have done that.
Oh, I would have taken that to the house.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yes.
But, okay.
And that doesn't seem like the. Something the Eagles would do.
No, it's the last team you would think of that would do it.
Like,
they're all
they're the guys who you know
put in your throat.
Right, they threw snowballs at Santa.
Well, they got that crazy, the crazy Italian coach. He's half nuts.
And they, you know, I don't think the media's in love with him either.
They're not
because they kind of said he's an acquired taste.
Well, even the fans. Did you see him earlier this year getting into it with the fans?
Yeah,
with his own fans.
Yeah.
Behind the bench.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like MFing them.
Yep.
Back and forth. He's nuts.
I was just, anyway, I think there's more, maybe there's not more to it.
Here's the frustrating part. What did Coach LaFleur say in his press conference last week?
Oh, we got to run a clean game. That's our number one priority is to have a clean game, which means penalty free.
What happened last night?
If it wasn't the first, it was the second most penalized game or something. Yeah. It was unbelievable. And just every time, holding, and this and that. And, then
and the dumb personal that guy, falls.
That personal fall was, like, really dumb.
Both of them. They had two of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Keyshawn Nixon, when Barkley was out of bounds, and then right at the end, that guy.
Yeah, I know.
And that ended the game, really. I mean, not there was much of a chance, but still. But he keeps preaching that, but it doesn't pay off. It just doesn't. This team, you know, we got overly... We had a little bit of, as Dick Bennett always used to say, John, I think that's just fool's gold. Okay?
Yeah.
We had a little bit of fool's gold when we beat that New Orleans team that was going nowhere. They had cashed in their chips. Okay? And we got all excited. And I'm going to raise my hand. I'm going to be the first one who led that parade saying, hey, nobody wants to play this team. This team is clicking on all cylinders. They were never the same after that. They peaked right there. That was their peak. And they haven't played a good game since.
Yeah, there was
the only guy, Josh Jacobs. I was totally against getting rid of Jones and bringing in Josh Jacobs. That guy came to play. If everybody
plays
like Josh Jacobs, it's a different team.
Yeah,
absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, it just didn't feel right. I don't know. I was hoping they were going to win, obviously, but I just it's over for me. I'll probably watch. I don't know if I'm going to watch football.
Anymore. My whole thing now, and this is the bad part of me. My whole thing now is just the dislike, and I'm not going to use the word hate. That's a terrible word. Whether I hate the Lions or not, or the Vikings, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to say that I hate them because that's your bad person, them. So I dislike them intensely with every fiber of my body. So my whole thing now is just praying, and not that my prayers ever get answered, but my whole thing now is just wanting Minnesota and Detroit to get beat.
Oh, no, you don't want Detroit to get beat, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I want them to.
Oh, me too.
I want them to win.
You want them to win?
They haven't won ever, John.
I know. And all of a sudden, they're winning. And now they act like they're the New England Patriots of 1999 or something. Mm, they act like, God. Yeah. They've gotten so fat and sassy.
But
it's
they've got swagger. They've got swagger.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They're a great team.
I know they are. But that doesn't mean I can't pull for them to lose.
You would take. You don't like the Chiefs.
That's Chiefs too.
I know. You used the word hate, and you said you dislike with every fiber of your body the Lions. So,
well, with the Chiefs, it's a different level. I hate them.
Okay. It's going to be the Chiefs and the Lions in the Super Bowl.
So if it is, who would you want to win?
Well, I don't know. When Germany went against Russia, who did you pull for, John? Okay.
I just, that's pretty serious.
It's officially winter.
Yeah,
it's,
wow.
Hey, you got six more months of this.
Well, a couple good things. We can focus a little bit more energy on the draft.
Aren't you proud of me, though? Look what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Wearing my Packer gear for one last time.
Yep.
Yeah, we focus on the draft.
Right. Well, yeah. Sort of. A little bit Super Bowl. Sort of. You know, and then the draft is in Pittsburgh next year. They didn't fare too well, so.
They already have that decided?
Mm-hmm. They may go out another year after that. I mean, you know where the Super Bowl is for, what, the next 2-3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's in Pittsburgh next year, which would be great. But anyway, yeah, I guess we got to turn the page. You know, I'm sure there's going to be, what's the deal? Do they clean out their lockers today?
Yeah,
is it over today?
Absolutely. Today is Black Monday.
Okay.
Yep. And they meet with all the players individually and everything, and yeah. I will say this, LaFleur watches press conference. I mean, he handles it well.
Oh, he is good.
He really. What happened, though? Did he spill his water or what happened? In fact, it's on national where he goes, perfect. Something like that. It's like perfect way to end the season or something. I don't know if he spilled his whole water all over the podium or something like that happened. Kind of like me the other day.
I was just going to say, with your coffee right. On Friday or whatever it was.
He is good with the press.
I mean, he really is.
He is. He does a good job with that.
But, he really is.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel sorry for some of those guys because they're done, right? They're not going to play for the Packers again, right?
Some of them shouldn't.
Bitter Monday. So.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's just called Bitter Monday. Bitterly cold and bitter in here.
Right. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, boy, 13 degrees outside in Green Bay, 12 in Appleton, 9 in Oshkosh, and there is somewhat of a breeze. It's got to be a below zero wind chill, isn't it, Todd?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And probably will be all day long.
Wow.
I think it's 3 days of this, isn't it?
And it is. These sidewalks out here are glare ice. It's like stuff. It was weird yesterday, huh? It must have gotten warm enough. Things melted.
Yeah.
And then they, all of a sudden, boom, it just dropped and everything froze.
Yeah. You got to get that snow off because yeah. you knew it was going to freeze. But yeah, if there's snow on there, it's ice now. Even if you shoveled it. But there wasn't really shoveling. I mean, there was what?
Well, it's just a little thing, but right. It was enough that when it did melt, then it just totally froze.
My neighbor's out there with his leaf blower, you know, doing the snow, which yeah. That's an annoying
kind of.
He listens to us. That's okay, John.
Sorry about that.
He doesn't anymore.
John,
aren't they the loudest things, though?
You know what?
Can't they make them?
Yes, I think they can.
Somehow, something.
Is that advertising like those restaurants where you can smell outside, you know, what they're cooking?
Yeah.
The Italian? But they are loud. Donna even says, what is that? You know,
yeah.
I'm like, because you don't hear that a lot in the winter, leaf blowers. Anyway.
No, but you'd think that some designer who are Black & Decker or whoever makes leaf blower would somehow find a quieter engine.
And market that as, yeah. You know, we're not the annoying neighbor.
Right.
You can still do this and respect your neighborhood. But they are loud. I mean, they just.
What's the earliest you've had to yell at a neighbor for cutting the grass?
Well, you can't. What is our ordinance? Is it 7?
Okay, mine was 7:15 on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I went out and got into the guy a little bit.
But, I mean, come on. It's a Saturday. People do sleep in a little bit. So, yeah. Anyway, I don't want to tell you. I just had my little incident with my paper delivery guy.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
You guys are like two angry men this morning.
We are. We absolutely are those two guys in the Sesame Street or whatever up in the tower. We're not setting them up.
We'll be better.
We are them. I got this tech. Give us your text, folks. What this season proved to me is that the Packers are an average team and Love is an average quarterback. Might be the fourth best quarterback in the NFC North. Got another one. Hurts threw a ball and hit a lineman in the back. Isn't that an ineligible receiver? I've seen that a few times, not called. I think only if he's downfield. I might be wrong. Brian Mills, if you're listening, give us some updates on some of those calls yesterday, please. Quick break. Back after this. First you love me, then you get on
down the line. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. I got some more texts coming in. They make a quiet leaf blower. It's called a rake. Okay, you had me. All right, whoever did that, you had me.
That's funny.
You had me.
That was Brian.
That was Brian. Yep.
All right, I like that.
Brian, please give us a call. The fumble recovery at the start should have gone to the Packers.
Yes,
Brian,
no doubt.
Brian, what about helmet to helmet? What about helmet to helmet? I got this one from Chris. Tough game to watch yesterday. Do you think Dobbs' latest concussion was a career ender? I don't know, but can somebody please tell me, with the billions, I mean, I'm not talking millions, I'm talking of the billions of dollars the National Football League has.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as they're trying to, you know, prevent injuries and yada, 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 all that bull crap that they always espouse but don't really do anything about, why can't they get carts to take damaged players off the field? That was terrible. He was basically out on his feet, and it's like carrying a drunk guy out of a bar to throw him in the back seat.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
That looked terrible.
I don't think you're the only one that thought that analogy. And that's what it looked like, right? It just is like this.
He was out on his feet.
I agree. I don't know why. Don't they drive those carts out there?
You don't see them very often.
No.
I mean, even guys, you'll tear
they're
up their...
They're probably worried about hurting the field.
Ruining the field, maybe. That was horrible.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, yeah.
I mean, if you're Roger Goodell, who I despise,
Yeah.
But if you're Roger Goodell, how in the hell do you allow something like that to happen on worldwide TV?
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd. You're the best.
Thank you, Todd. I think you have a lot of people that would agree with you on that one. And it's...
just a bad look.
Well, and it's... oh, we can't afford it.
That's what I mean.
Afford anything you want.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's... and they make a lot of their revenue through commercials, and I understand that. But they do a lot of promotion of other shows. Did you watch that doc? You know how they promoted that? The doctor that had amnesia? You know, they're promoting that throughout the game. That
doctor had amnesia?
Right? You watch the football game.
Oh, you mean a TV show?
Right.
What do you mean?
No, that's what I'm saying. A lot of the commercials were about coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just called Doc.
Called Doc.
Okay. Did you watch that?
I didn't even know it was on yet.
No, it was following the game.
Oh, it was?
Right after the game.
No, I switched over to the other game.
Well, that's it. You watch the Tampa game. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one where she got in a car accident?
Yeah.
For like
amnesia.
8 years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've been running promos on that for a long time.
Actually, that's almost, I don't know. I don't like, I thought that was really good. We watched
it? Oh, okay.
We did.
All right.
Yeah, it's kind of like it was the premiere. So it's like a tease. There's all these, you know, subplots. I'm not going to watch it. Donna's like, oh, we got to get into this. It's like, yeah, you go right ahead. But that's a cool show. And she did, the last thing she remembers, and it's 8 years ago, and, you know, presidency was Obama. And just, and I said to Donna, isn't that amazing how much can happen in 8 years? She lost a son, got divorced, all this stuff happened, and she doesn't remember any of that. Traumatic, big things happened. It wasn't like, oh, we're still living in the same house. It was just, so that was kind of a cool story, and it was a nice escape from football.
Well, I got to tell you something. First of all, Brian says, helmet to helmet looked like it was committed, but I don't know if they have the same phrasing as high school and if it is reviewable. But, Brian, what did you, if you were a referee in that game, what would your call have been? Be honest. What would your call have been on that play, Brian? And would you agree the NFL needs to get younger officials? Let us know. But anyway.
They age out the CEOs, right?
They age out everybody.
Well,
except officials.
Yeah, I think. But I don't. We talked about politicians at one show. Should there be an age limit? I think there should be a term limit. But yeah, I don't know. I think there should be an age limit.
But here's the deal. You get these athletes. And let's be honest, there are not a lot of black referees. There's some, but not a lot. And they got all this minority thing as far as when you go for a head coach. Oh, man, you better, you know, the Rooney rules and everything like that. Take some of these players and say, hey, we're going to give you a gig that's really good here. You're still athletic. You're 33 years old. How would you like to be trained to be an NFL official where you can actually run downfield with some of these poor guys?
Yeah. Some of those guys are.
Like, looks like me running down the sidewalk here late for work.
The kids watching. There's grandpa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on. Get some of these athletes to be officials.
That's a really good idea. That must have been come up.
Never.
Like, even though some of the guys we get on this show would be great. Yep. I mean, they know the game.
Yep. Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
They go into the announcer's booth.
Yep.
But, go on the field. I think it would be more rewarding to be on the field than to get paid a lot in the announcer's booth. What did you think of the announcing?
Not good.
No, I didn't like it.
I think Tom Brady's very, 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 he makes $35 million or something. I don't even like listening to him, and he doesn't even have a good voice. I know he looks great and all that, but
yeah.
They didn't mention helmet to helmet. They didn't mention, they are oblivious. Yeah. I think Tom Brady, I'd give him a D. What would you people get for Tom Brady this year's first year? Grade.
He likes to give him a D. He likes to grade things.
Yeah.
He's a grader, and he's like, oh, that's an A, B, C.
Yeah. I'd give him a D. Maybe a C minus. I'll give him a, I'll be like you as a teacher, come in and kind of plead. How do you get him to change a grade for you there?
Right.
Ryan? Does that work ever?
I think I did pretty good.
What the?
What?
You're on radio. You don't eat on the air in radio.
Yeah, come on. Okay, Ryan, think about it. But how do you get a grade changed with me? Yeah, the answer is you don't. But anyway,
have you ever had him ask him to change your grade?
No.
I don't know. I saw Jim winking at him like, don't say anything. No,
I say C minus. What do you people give Tom Brady? Because I'll tell you what, Tony Romo and Jim Nance that did the game before them, they're excellent. Smooth, knowledgeable.
These guys are awesome.
They're awesome. Yeah. I think Tom Brady is a C minus.
And his sidekick?
Tom Brady's?
No, yeah.
I can never think of
his name. I know
he's not like a big name. I mean, he's been around for a long time, but for some reason he hasn't developed a big name following.
And he seems like a little bit of a promoter. He was, oh, for you Green Bay fans, you know, you're still in it. And Tom Brady was like, no, they're not. they're not going to win. He didn't say that, but he was like, no, it would, because it's going to take a miracle. It's going to take more than a miracle, which is what, anyway.
Got a text here. I feel for you guys with 13 degrees, 82 today in Cancun.
Oh, man.
But my last day here before I return to the land of the ice and snow.
There you go.
Right. Terry, isn't that one of the worst things when you're at a place like that and you come back and you step out? It's like,
And sometimes it can be like almost 100 degrees if it's really cold. It could be, or it's 80 for sure, but.
Well, this could get to be 80 because this is supposed to be 2 degrees like tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's
going to be cold.
80
tomorrow.
Degree change in your blood.
Tough to take.
Got another one here. Why does replay assist overturn a lineman downfield, but not everything
I
is
would
questionable?
Agree with that.
Tori. I would have flagged it at a high school level. The mechanics, you always want to have them boxed in so you aren't chasing. Brian. All right, Brian. Thank you.
That makes sense.
Yes. All right, Brittany Merlot's coming up to talk. Then I got to talk about an amazing book I just read on Donald Driver. Back after this.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Ballots are all in when it comes to federal milk marketing orders and their future. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One of our University Extension dairy research specialists paying attention to the final count. Details next.
What makes Dairyland seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Leonard Polzin is our University Extension Dairy Market and Policy Outreach Specialist, and he says all the ballots are in. Now it's just a matter of finalizing the count.
Ballots have to be received by USDA by January 15th, so they had to be postmarked by December 31st. So all of the voting has taken place, waiting to receive ballots, and then once those ballots are received, the tallying process takes place. Once that happens, there will be an announcement that comes out, and it's important to note that there will be a period in between the announcement and when implementation takes place. So 30 days before implementing these changes, USDA will put out an announcement so that way industry and folks can plan accordingly.
Leonard Polzin, University Extension Dairy Market and Policy Outreach Specialist. He reminds dairy producers that the ballots were cast to basically either keep federal milk marketing orders in place or do away with them entirely. Again, as he pointed out, we should have the final decision before the end of the month. Markets look firm in overnight electronic trade. The numbers are next.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the Corn Belt into the Corn Rootworm Belt. But DeKalb Brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb Brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
In overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning, right now we've got March corn up 3 at 473, December new crop up a penny and a half at 452. March beans are up 8, 1033, November new crop up a nickel, 1036. March wheat's up 7 at 538, July new crop up a nickel, 560. Friday, the barrel cheese dropped 2 cents to 185. 40-pound block cheese dropped 7 and 3-quarter cents on Friday to 182. This morning, the February class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 13 cents at 2014 a hundredweight. There's a quick market snapshot for you on a Monday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is cold out there this morning with a wind chill in the teens below zero, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero all day today. A little breezy, sunshine 10 today. Tonight, breezy with a low of zero. The wind chill in the teens below again tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WiscCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WiscCaregiver.com.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K, will join us. Are Republicans really planning $5 trillion in spending offsets to Medicare and the ACA to fund tax cuts for the rich? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. 6.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. When a senior citizen falls ill, not getting the correct care quickly can be dangerous. So when that person is denied treatment by their insurance company, the time waiting for that decision to be overturned could be crucial. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan says in this term, he wants to do something about it.
If you're a senior and you need care, you've been denied by your insurance company, you appeal it. Get this, 85% of the appeals on Medicare Advantage are overturned. In that 6 or 9 months, if you have cancer, think of what 6 or 9 months could mean and not getting the care you need. So we're going to try to do everything we can to expose programs like that.
Pocan appeared on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it on civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced record enrollment through the Affordable Care Act in Wisconsin. According to a press release, over 306,000 residents have enrolled in the program this year, a more than 40,000-person increase over last year's record. Those numbers could continue to climb as well, with the open enrollment period lasting until January 15th. Anyone interested in enrolling can find out more information on wiscovered.com and can explore their coverage options on healthcare.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced $21 million in awards through the opioid settlement funds. According to a press release, the funding amount is the largest awarded in a single quarterly period since the state began receiving the funds in 2022. The awards will go towards harm reduction efforts, treatment and recovery programs, and building projects. The press release also noted that Wisconsin is due to receive over $150 million more from opioid settlements through 2038. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. You know, we always talk about Victory Mondays. This is a Black Monday. The season is over. The weather's terrible. Brittany Merlot, we don't even want to talk to you because it's just going to be bad news.
Oh, nice intro. Oh. Brittany, you're gonna lift us out of this
bunk
that we're in, you know?
I have to tell you, this morning I was scrolling social media as I was getting ready for the show, and Brittany's like, oh, it's so cold out there. And I'm like, you're the one who likes this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So what do you do
right?
when it's...
I do like it.
But what do you do? Like, today it is cold. Like, it's too cold to ski, right? I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you're working out and you're, you know, moving quite a bit, you're actually raising your temperature about 30 degrees to what it feels like. So if we're feeling about 10 degrees, then, hey, it's going to feel like 40.
So what Jim said, though, what types of things would you do? You're such an outdoor person.
You are.
What would you do to brave this? Because I'm not doing anything.
We can tell you what's on TV.
Actually, if it was 42, I wouldn't be doing anything.
right.
You were so funny.
Or what book to read.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no, actually, I do love cross-country skiing in the cold because you are working up a little bit of a sweat there. It's making it feel warmer, right? Because you have to actually be moving quite a bit to get that sweat going. So that's what I would do today. Otherwise, yesterday it wasn't too bad outside. I went for a little hike by the river. It was nice to see half of it frozen, some of it moving, the fresh snow out there. It was relaxing.
But this is good for like cross-country trails, right?
Yes.
This kind of weather?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Brittany, how cold is it going to get?
Snow.
We're just talking, one of our buddies here... It's in Cancun. It's 82, and it's gonna be like 80 degrees different here tomorrow. Correct?
Like two?
Yeah,
80 degree different. Honestly, no. Today's probably the worst. To be honest with you, high temperatures at about 10 degrees, winds whipping at 30 miles per hour.
Wow.
So it's gonna be feeling about 10 below as our high temperature today.
Wow.
So, definitely the worst. Now, we do have flurries flying around tomorrow. Highs will hit about 18 degrees. It's still breezy, so feeling near about zero or so.
I mean, people laugh at me, but I always say you don't notice winter until the Packers' last loss of the season. And right now, you're feeling winter, and
you see
what's down the road. Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, do you think the game would have been different if we were at home field advantage with the snow flying last night? Do you think anything would have changed?
Philadelphia seems like a pretty tough team. I don't know if anything would have affected them with the way they were hitting.
And our home field isn't what it used to be
either. No, it's not. I hate to say it. It's not.
So.
It's not.
Darn. Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't think that would have mattered. I really don't. I think they would have played better if they were in like an Arizona or Atlanta or someplace like that. This seems to be more of a warm weather team and a warm weather offense than a cold weather
When you said warm weather, I thought you were going to say wussy team.
A lot of people thinking that.
Well, no, but this team, this offense is designed in a lot of timing. And even in warm weather, you can have that timing. Good footing, good things like that. And when the field's more frozen, it just throws everything out of whack a little bit.
Sure. You know, Brittany, we're talking that the next big event here in Green Bay is going to be the draft. And I know it's a long, long ways away, but the sooner you call the weather, the sooner Johnny and I can invest. Because if it's going to snow, we're not going to be the people mining the gold. We're going to be the people with the picks.
Selling shovels.
Right.
Yeah.
And
gloves.
Donna was talking about that. We were talking about that yesterday.
Ear warmers. Muffs.
We don't want to put too much in inventory. So it's something got to be a little bit careful that we can get rid of if it doesn't work. But I know that's a long, long ways out.
Well, we can send them to, like I said, in Jamaica. You know, they send shirts there when they make up t-shirts for NFC champs and then you lose, they send them to those third world countries.
Yeah, but they're donated.
Well, I know, but then I saw that, like I said, that little kid I saw in Jamaica wearing a shirt that said, "I got the schlitz kicked out of me in Rhinelander, Wisconsin."
Oh
my.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have to keep an eye on that, but that's a ways away.
Yeah.
So it's going to warm up though, right, Brittany?
Yeah, we are actually going to see some mid to upper 30s.
Oh, we are? Oh, okay.
I think it is. Not bad.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah.
That's
and we're good. Missing all the precipitation. So we're just going to get the warm up and all the rain and snow stays away from us. So it's kind of the best of both worlds hitting on Thursday and Friday.
Brittany, did you ever live in California?
I wouldn't say I lived there, but I did date someone who was a Marine, so I went to California for about a month and stayed there.
As a weather person, I'm watching all these weather. In fact, ironically, it's Ginger Z's birthday today, and she's on the front lines down there.
It's scary, so terrifying, and those winds are expected to pick up. I mean, they're in another red flag warning from, I think, tomorrow morning throughout the evening, so tomorrow's going to be another bad one. Not as bad as the wind gusts the first Santa Ana time. This one's still going to hit about 70, 80 mile per hour winds. So
do we ever have winds that strong? I had no idea California had it was 90 mile an hour winds. Isn't that almost hurricane force?
Isn't 60, 70 could bring a plane? I mean, that's windy. We get up to 40, 50 here, don't we?
Yeah. And our biggest is probably, 50, 60 mile per hour coming across the lake, maybe, you know, when we have two big systems mixing and. Yeah, we don't get that strong, but how this one works is they've got the dry, high-pressure system, the dry air that kind of moves down the mountains and across the desert, and it picks up that speed and that downward force, and that's how they're getting 80 to 100 mile-per-hour winds. That's the Santa Ana winds.
That's what they are, huh? I remember Johnny Carson used to mention them, the Santa Ana winds and stuff.
I mean, I just feel so bad for those people out there. It seems like they're kind of letting some stuff burn a little bit, you know? I can see letting, trees and that burn, but houses, I don't know. When that's 10% control, 10, that's 90% of this thing is out of control. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but man, that is...
Brittany, would you want to be
a... Videos are chilling. And watching the people try to escape, the videos are just chilling. Watching the people escaping, the flames and the sparks. Just
I don't understand how people can stay. Yeah, like, we were just reading. I read at least 8 people that died refused to leave.
Suicide.
There's nothing scarier than fire. How do you not run to the beach, go stand in the ocean, something?
Yeah.
I agree.
Seriously.
It's kind of interesting. You think, we all know actors and actresses, but you don't really, I don't know, for some reason you don't think they live in the house. But, like, that guy from Victor, it's a soap opera.
Oh, I mean, I know the name. I don't watch soap. I know, but that's a real big name in soaps. That Victor something.
He lived in his house for 45 years. Ashes. Wow. Billy Crystal, 43.
Billy Crystal, everything.
But I just think those guys don't move a lot. 43
Paris
years.
Paris Hilton.
Right. Well, that was,
Yep.
Right. Anyway,
and you think it makes you think, too, like it can hit anyone.
Totally.
You think the famous people are untouchable. Well, no.
Or one could think that these ritzier areas would have better protection, in terms of fire and security.
Well,
and
one thing I read, I don't know if it was the county executive or the mayor, somebody was getting ripped kind of because there are supposed to be laws on the book as far as getting rid of brush around your place and all those kinds of things, and they never really enforced it. And not that that made a big difference, but it sure, you know.
That's kindling.
Yeah, that was one of the things. That you got to get rid of that dry brush. But here's the deal, though. The richer you are out there, the more outside of L.A. in these tinderbox areas you live. Am I wrong?
No, it's
right.
Yeah, Canyon and look. Yeah, that is true. Malibu. Yeah, it's just unbelievable what happened out there. I just can't believe that got to what evacuated 105,000 people or something, and I don't know how many homes got burned, but that fire's out of control. It is just out of, with all the stuff we have, all the equipment and those
these
planes,
tanker planes,
right. And it's out of control.
90%. I saw one thing. It's, oh, this is a helicopter dropping water. How much can a helicopter carry? Really?
Right, right.
I mean, man, with all the modern technology we've got, we can't come up with some way to fight these from the sky? Brittany?
They're trying. I think that this is just so big, so widespread with those such strong winds that we can't get a grip on it. I mean,
as a meteorologist, was this from dryness, these lightning, or how did this thing start?
I have not heard how exactly it started, but everyone's talking about climate change and how the fact that they were in a, you know, severe drought condition.
Yep.
They had that, you know, crazy rain earlier
last
in the year.
Yeah.
Now nothing. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get those winds. I mean, if you think about it, 80 to 100 mile per hour winds can knock down a tree. If a tree hits another tree, you can get a spark. So it could have been anything.
That to me is the most amazing part of this. Okay, a fire's bad, but 90 mile an hour winds are unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the most perfect ingredients ever put together, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I mean, how do you get your fire to get bigger? You put more oxygen, you fuel it with those winds, and there it goes, up and up and up. So that's just what they're doing.
I saw
with.
One thing with a palm tree, it just like exploded. Just the top of just like a Roman candle.
And this is unbelievable because they didn't just lose their houses. There's so many memories and pictures and just, but I think the media could be a little gentler because people go back and they're with the media. I mean, wouldn't you want to go back by yourself?
Yeah.
And then I'll talk to you later, but they must say yes. And oh man, I just feel bad.
Joan Rivers.
Everything.
Joan Rivers'
right,
daughter.
Yeah.
She ran in, grabbed her mom's Emmy trophy or Oscar, whatever it was,
right.
And like a picture of her, and that's all she took.
Yeah.
That's all she. Every single thing Joan Rivers' wife got.
Yeah.
And again, there's a bunch of people that are, you know, living in a little 1,200 square foot ranch who are losing the same thing, and it's just as tragic for them. But it's just, you want to talk about something that has no discrimination about who it's going to attack? Right. That's this fire.
And there are people out there taking advantage of the shelters and stuff like
and
that.
And the looting. Have you heard about that? I just heard about
that. Like, I think,
they're going in there like they're firefighters, and they're actually taking the water and the clothes and stuff like that that people have donated to help all these people. It's amazing how horrible human beings can be.
And
there was some place in the country where the mayor finally said, we're going to shoot looters on site. Remember that?
Wasn't it Jim Schmidt back in the day?
I think it was.
I do.
Jim Schmidt.
We had a snowstorm.
East side of Green Bay. We're shooting looters on site. If you steal somebody's snow shovel, you're going down. Yeah.
I can see them losing their cool and saying that.
Yeah.
You know?
Might have been Detroit when they had the riots in 68.
Oh, no. That was more recent than that.
Was it?
Yeah.
L.A. riots, maybe? I don't think they would do that. Modern day, I don't think anybody would use that term. Maybe it was Mayor Daley? Oh, I think it was Daley. You could see him doing that, can't you?
I can see a lot of mayors doing that.
But how as a human being, how can you look in the mirror
you can't,
and say, my mom raised me good. I'm going to go in and loot. These people are losing everything. I'm going to take what they've got left. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
It is.
Unbelievable.
You know, that happens all the time after every single natural disaster, after hurricanes, after a tornado in Wisconsin, it has happened.
Really?
And it has shocked me. Right. Yes.
People were faking. They were certain people. And
unbelievable.
Or they go in at night. Yeah. Yep. Terrible stuff.
Ugh. And they're going to have to watch. I was telling Johnny before the show that, the president stood up and said, hey, look, you know, we're going to pay 100% of all expenses. You got to make sure these people submitting expenses are legit, too.
Oh,
you know,
man.
You know?
Taking advantage of that.
Right.
No question.
Anyway, stick around.
Yeah, can you stick around a little bit, Brittany, or do you have another gig coming up?
All right.
No, I can stick around.
All right, cool. Thank you. Brittany Merlot joining us back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey! Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Black Monday. Brittany Merlot joining us. Brittany, what'd you think of the game last night?
Oh, it was heartbreaking. I called it a natural disaster, honestly. Yeah,
there you go.
You know, it's one of those things, though, too. Isn't it funny how we let's be honest, great area to live. I mean, and again, we've talked about this, Jim. We might have been the most isolated place in the country over the last year, severe weather-wise. Wouldn't you agree?
We've talked about that just from the heat and the snow. I went to a funeral on Saturday, I was telling John, and there's some people from Kentucky, just Kentucky. Don't you think Kentucky's like, I don't know, like normal?
Yeah.
They had terrible weather down there. And that's, you know, and here we are in this bubble.
Kansas, Nebraska, all those. They had horrible snowstorms, blizzards, and earthquakes in places. And we're, knock on wood, we're okay. Wouldn't you say, Brittany?
We really are. We are just sitting here perfectly. Honestly, in a snow hole is what I called it earlier, because there is no snow on the ground, really, pretty much from southern Minnesota into Wisconsin. We don't have a lot. We're in a snow drought, which means we've had sunny, calm, relaxing weather compared to everybody else.
Well, it's been a couple of years.
I'm not complaining.
No, neither am I. But I mean, are we due? You know what I'm saying?
I'd like to think so. In years past, you'd think, oh, there's going to be a big one coming around the corner. There's a price to pay. But as I look through the rest of this month, at least, I don't see anything. I just see lake effect snowfall. At least that's going to open up some snowmobile trails.
Yeah.
But for the state of Wisconsin,
I bet this wouldn't be judged as even a half an inch. What would you say?
No. Dust.
We were talking earlier, Brittany, that people are like using their snowblower leaf blower. To get this snow off, and you know, these old people, which I'm getting to be, they sweep. You know, they bring that whisk broom out.
Yeah,
that's cool. I sweeped yesterday the first time. Yes,
I've never done that, but I.
It's so easy.
But it is. It's so easy to shovel this. But okay, wow, we're lucky.
You probably got a glint in his eye.
Well, probably missed it, Brittany. But earlier they were going off about leaf blowers and how noisy they are. They really were the two angry old men on the show.
On the Muppets up in the balcony. Not even a question.
Had the Packers won, we could. Those aren't loud leaf blowers. They're fine. But
what a great idea. That's neat to do that. I should do that.
You don't have to shovel. You don't.
They're too loud.
But I tell you what else, just from a taxpayer, this is really good on the budget. Salt, what, plows, because those guys
no overtime. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. I mean,
it's just, oh, it's, but they're hurting. They need money too.
Is this the least we've ever had at this point? I saw your head. We are on camera.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Is this the least we've ever had in the history of like Northeast Wisconsin snow-wise at middle of the January?
Oh, I think it was last year, but we're pretty darn close.
Okay. Remember, yeah. Last year was nothing. We talked about that on the show here. It's just, I don't know.
But 2 years back.
Ugh. Right. But that's why I'm thinking, are we due? But you're saying, no, it's just, that's just the way it is. I mean, I would take this weather. Oh, man, I just, I love it because I don't like ice, although we have a little bit today. But I think I've used my snowblower once this year, once.
Yeah, yeah. And that was back in, like, early December?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So I wonder if, like, the snowblower sales are going to go down, if the snowmobiles are closing off their sales and shutting everything down.
Oh.
Is this the next trend? Ugh.
I think I will say this, though. I believe up around the biggest snow belt that I've ever known in my lifetime, around Munising, Michigan, I bet they've got a couple feet of snow. So I know they had 24 inches in that one storm, and I doubt that it got warm enough to melt.
Yeah, but okay, nobody lives up there, and that's not going to make up for the industry of snowblowers.
No, 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 but people around here, numerous times people said, Mino, there's not much snow.
Oh, I see.
Is there any snow in the UP? And I also check Munising, Michigan.
Yeah.
That always seems to have snow no matter what.
Yeah.
What do you think the total is per year up there?
Houghton gets like 10 feet. I don't even know how many inches. They get like 10 feet. I mean, then it melts and noise, whatever, but the total accumulation, I bet 6 feet.
I don't. Yep. Can you give me? Give me that in inches because I'm not good at that.
No, I can't. I could give it to you in centimeters,
60, right? Because 60.
I go on the metric system.
I don't know.
No, no. It's,
hey,
wait a
don't
minute.
You, Jim?
10 feet.
And how many? How many? No one knows.
Jim, do the math on that.
No, but isn't 10 feet 120 inches? So 5 feet would be 60. Okay.
300 inches of snow per year.
Feet in where?
Munising.
Yeah, 300 inches. So how many feet
that's
is that?
That's early Wisconsin, too, 30. They say.
That's 30. Not 30 feet. 300. No, that would be the metric system.
Oh, yeah. We got it.
Nobody knows. 300 inches is...
25
feet?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, John. Call your buddy, the comedian.
Nate.
Nate Bargosi.
25 feet would be correct.
Wow.
On the money.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, check out the big brain on the mayor.
We want to go to the metric system, so it's a little bit easier. But yes. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Wow.
Right. But you still give it, though, the weather in Fahrenheit and Celsius, right?
Fahrenheit, yeah, but everybody else across the world is Celsius.
But
so
don't
we
you
have
get
to do
both?
A lot of conversions, yeah. And our time zones are on UTC, so we've got a lot of converting to do just to give you that forecast.
How come they never change? It almost, you know, because like we were in school.
You could have been leaders.
Like sixth grade, that was where, okay, kids, it's going to be all metric system for the rest of your lives. And then at some point, somebody said, well, we already did so-and-so. Yeah, we'll allow wine to be sold in liters.
Couple of those.
But gas, that's still by the gallon. Paint is still by the gallon. You know what I mean?
But alcohol.
Yeah.
We got a great text in. That overtime can come back for the city guys by closing streets for phantom radio celebrations.
Oh, wow. Give that person the bill.
Oh, man.
That's fantastic. Well,
what's he talking about?
Do you know, hey, Brittany, do you know what he's talking about?
No, she doesn't even know that. Okay, we're out of time.
I'll tell you off the air, Brittany.
All right, off the air.
Okay.
All right, Brittany, well, keep up this weather. I love it.
Brittany, you're awesome. We love having you on.
Thanks, guys.
Can I ask you one personal question?
What's that?
How long have you grown your hair without getting a cut? I've never seen I didn't know your hair was that long.
Well, probably 2 years. Just the trim.
Although, is that... Oh, your hair is out of vest.
No.
Oh, it is your hair. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
It's a vest, yeah.
Thanks, Brittany.
Bye.
Sorry.
See ya.
Oh, I thought it was.
HR.
Wow.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Why should you care that the North Carolina Supreme Court just stopped the election and seating of a liberal justice to the North Carolina Supreme Court? We discuss next at 2 p.m.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 24 people killed, more than 12,000 structures, including thousands of homes, now gone. As Santa Ana winds are expected to pick up again this week in Southern California, questions are turning as to who or what could be responsible for starting the Los Angeles area wildfires. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Authorities in L.A. County are now investigating the possible causes of the fire. Southern California Edison says while the Eaton fire started in its service area, a preliminary analysis shows no interruptions or electrical or operational anomalies until more than an hour after the reported start time of the fire. The company also says no fire agency has suggested that its equipment caused the Eaton fire to ignite.
At least 16 people are still listed as missing, a number of authorities say is likely to rise along with the death toll. Incoming Trump administration cabinet picks before Senate committees today as their confirmation hearings begin. 14 nominees will be questioned. This is ABC News.